Is this the team who can make history?
Can they become legends by getting through the group stage?
Live in Glasgow's Merchant City Square. And live from the Miami Stadium. Scotland versus Brazil. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Super Scoreboard, live from Merchant City Square in Glasgow on a night that could go down in history. Scotland are a win or a draw away from reaching the knockout stages of a major tournament for the first time ever. An iconic fixture against Brazil at the World Cup in Miami awaits, and it's just 1 hour to go until kick-off. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me is former Hibs and Celtic midfielder and former Rangers and Raith Rovers striker, Gordon Dalziel.
Well, you can hear from the noise in the background, Andrew. The Scotland fans are out in force once again. The atmosphere is building. We're under an hour to go, and we're looking forward to such an important game.
Such an important game tonight. Listen, I'm actually quietly confident now. I've seen the team, the sort of players I wanted to see in there. I thought Kenny McLean was going to be a big decision to get him in that midfield. See that composed midfield, they're looking to play forward. And obviously, I think we'll get crap with Gabs in the stadium. But really positive in the tap yard, atmosphere's building. And it could be a historic night, as you say, Dazzler.
Yeah, we may not be in Miami, but you'd think we might be because of the heat. You think we might be because there are guys at the table next to us with our top off. Yes Sir, I Can Boogie is playing through the speakers. We've got the atmosphere here in Glasgow. It's going to be the same all around Scotland.
Yeah, there'll be parties all over Scotland, Miami, everywhere that Scottish fans are, because that's what we do and what we're doing best in this World Cup. Our fans over there have been absolutely magnificent. And even here just now, as I say, just less than an hour away, the atmosphere's starting to crank up. The lads are up, they're ready for it. We're all geared up, we're ready to see, hopefully a brilliant performance.
You almost have to rub your eyes when you see the fixture written down. It's just so iconic. Scotland against Brazil, but they added layers to it, Scott. The fact that it's in the World Cup, the fact that it's in Miami, the fact that Scotland could create history tonight, it's all there.
It's all there. It's the proper glamour tie. I think if you asked any of the Scottish players when they were young and what would a World Cup game and what sort of game would you dream about, it'd be a tie against Brazil. And as you said, the added effect of it being in Miami, proper Miami Vice vibes, obviously the searing heat, which we'll see how that actually affects the players tonight, but it's geared up to be such a historic night for Scotland. I just hope we're a bit more braver tonight in possession and we can create some chances. We're going to have to defend well, but I like the look of the team.
Well, what a night we could be in for. A win does the job, a draw does the job. Even if it's a narrow defeat, it should do the job, but we will face a waiting game. We will bring you all the build-up for the next hour here on Super Scoreboard for the next 2 hours. After that, we will bring you the coverage of the game. And then after that, it's over to you to let us know what you thought of the game. Hopefully, it's all celebrations, but we'll wait and see how it pans out. Well, that's the picture from here in Scotland. What about in Miami? Gabriel Antoniazzi is in the stadium and he's got the team news building up to kickoff.
Yes, Andrew, good evening from Miami. Here we are for the third and final group game, each with growing importance and greater significance than the last. This is the one we've all been waiting for. Scotland against Brazil at the World Cup, a fixture plucked from people's dreams, the biggest of stages. This is Scotland's day with destiny. History on the line. As you say, a point would almost certainly be enough to secure one of the best third place finishes and keep the journey alive, taking us through to the knockout stages of a major tournament for the first ever time. A victory would see Scotland leapfrog Brazil and finish first or second in the group and automatically qualify. Consequences this nation has never seen before. As Gordon Dalziel was saying, the Tartan Army have delivered here in America. You could hear the bagpipes behind me there. First, we had the love affair in Boston, and this week it's been the tartan takeover of Miami Beach. Now it's over to the team to do the same, and let's get straight into the team news. Four changes, massive calls from Steve Clarke, and ones you'd think would be quite popular back home and in the stadium. Ben Gannon-Doak and Lawrence Shankland are in from the start again. Kenny McLean comes in to make his first World Cup start after an impressive cameo off the bench against Morocco. And Scott McKenna plays for the first time after recovering from his calf injury. Kieran Tierney, Grant Hanley, Ryan Christie and Shea Adams all drop to the bench. Aaron Hickey remains sidelined. He's the only injured player in the squad. So the team is as follows. Looks like it'll be that 4-2-3-1 formation. Angus Gunn in goal, a back four of Nathan Patterson, Jack Henry, Scott McKenna and Andy Robertson, Lewis Ferguson and Kenny McLean in central midfield with John McGinn, Scott McTominay and Ben Gannon-Doak in front of them. Lawrence Shankland leads the line. Substitutes: Kelly, Gordon, Hickey, Ralston, Tierney, Suter, Higham, Christie, Hanley, Adams, Fletcher, Curtis, Dykes, Hurst and Stewart. What about Brazil, Andrew? Do they even need an introduction? Five-time world champions, led by Carlo Ancelotti, five-time Champions League winning manager. A star-studded lineup with Vinicius Junior, the main man. Neymar, who has not played for his country in 3 years, is fit again and on the bench and primed to feature. They made just one change from the side that beat Haiti 3-0 last week. It's enforced as Rafinha misses out through injury. In comes Ryan, the teenager from Bournemouth on the right wing. So their team is Alisson in goal. Danilo, Marquinhos, Gabriel and Douglas Santos as a back four. Casemiro, Bruno Guimaraes and Lucas Paqueta as a midfield three. Ryan and Vinicius Junior flank Mateus Cunha, who plays through the middle. The substitutes include Endrick, Gabriel Martinelli and, of course, Neymar. Lots of attention on the referee last week, Andrew. Tonight's official is the Mexican Cesar Ramos. Of course, we'll have the VAR as well with all of the new updated rules that have been introduced for the World Cup. Kick-off about 50 minutes away.
Scott, there had been a lot of calls over the last few days for Steve Clarke to be more positive in his approach, maybe a bit more attacking, take the game to Brazil a bit more than Scotland did against Morocco. What does that lineup say to you?
Well, it's definitely more attacking because he doesn't have a fullback, obviously playing in the left of midfield, protecting Andrew Robertson. You put Gannon-Doak in there, who is ultimately an outball, and obviously heard Stephen Naismith speak about you don't want to put too much pressure on him, but I think he's an age now where I think he can take the responsibility. I think he's handled it well when he has played for Scotland. And unfortunately for us, we're just not blessed with that pace and any other players that we can really bring in to have the same effect, other than the young Ben Gannon-Doak. So for me, he has to play just for that alone. I think Shankland is our best finisher. We've seen how much of a killer he's been in terms in the box for Hearts last season. Yes, he didn't play well against Haiti, but I think he didn't come on against Morocco. If we were to create a chance, and you're hoping that we create a lot more than we did over the course of the two games previously, then I would back Shankland to get a chance and put it away. And as I said at the top of the show, Kenny McLean coming there, I think it's a positive for us in midfield. I do believe that when they come on against Morocco, he should be composing the ball and look to release early. I think Brazil, in the same sense, will look to do the same with Vinny. When they turn over, can they release him? Kenny McLean for us would be the guy. If he gets into midfield, they're looking to release Ben Gannon-Doak to take us up the pitch.
If we go through some of the changes, Gordon, we'll start at the top end of the pitch. Lawrence Shankland is in, despite the fact that he was one of the strikers that didn't come off the bench in that game against Morocco. Does that surprise you that he's gone from not getting on the pitch at all to then starting this crucial game?
Yeah, unless it's been a game plan all along, Andrew. Obviously, Steve Clarke would have looked at the three games and thought to himself, right, who am I going to play? What's the best striker that fits it? I was crying out against Morocco. I thought Dykes coming on was the right move. Shankland never got on the pitch. I think that was just down to the fact that we were happy with a 1-0. You know, it keeps us firmly in this situation where we can qualify. It's massive tonight. I totally agree. Shankland's our best finisher, but we've got to create. There's no point having the best finisher on the pitch if we're not creating. I like the look of the team. I like the look of the balance of the team. Gannon-Doak was a must for me because we're not going to have a lot of the possession tonight. We need ball carriers. We need somebody to get us up the pitch. And he's the kind of guy that will just get the ball and he'll go for it. And he can win his free kicks. He can win his throw-ins. He can take a bit of pressure off the back four by getting us up there. And if he can get five full-backs and get deliveries in, that's when Shankly comes alive in the box. McTominay going and supporting him. I like it as well. So, yeah, there have been big calls there. But I think the big calls have been the right ones.
Scotland got caught out defensively against Morocco just 71 seconds into the game. I think people could look at different players, could look at it, you know, with how Scotland had set up initially and just how they started the game. Grant Hanley has been a very reliable player for Steve Clark. So is Scott McKenna. And Scott McKenna hasn't been fit throughout this tournament. He's now back fit and he's now straight in the starting lineup. What do you feel he maybe offers Steve Clark that Grant Hanley wouldn't have in this game?
Well, I think first and foremost he's more comfortable in the ball, no disrespect to Grant Hanley, and then most of all I think especially at this level I think he's got more mobility, which is going to be crucial tonight, especially when you're in the defensive transitions against a team with Brazil who will look to stretch you in behind if they can. 70 seconds into the game against Morocco, it's an individual error, it's simple as that. Grant Hanley makes a bad decision, he should just go with runner. It's been spoken about obviously since that game. And McKenna's done really well, he's played abroad, so he's got a different quality than Grant Hanley. What you can say about Grant Hanley is when balls come in the box, 9 times out of 10 defends really well, and out with that 70 seconds, Scotland defended fairly well. They obviously only conceded one goal. It's just, can we get a bit more of the attacking, and then in the individual moments when you have to defend, especially against a level of opposition that you're playing tonight, you have to be bang on it.
To be fair, Scotty, you're right to highlight the fact that Hanley, you know, it's an individual mistake that causes that important goal. But after that, I thought he responded absolutely brilliantly. And he's played well, Hanley. But I like the fact McKenna's in there. I think he just, Henry McKenna gets sort of I think they could be a good partnership. Good balance, good pace about them. Comfortable coming out with the ball as well. Defending balls from wide areas. I think they're very good at that as well. So I think it was a right choice. I'm not saying that Hanley should have been left out because of a mistake. We all make mistakes. I just think the team needed freshened up, and I like the look at.
Speaking of players that have been very reliable and people that have been used very often by Steve Clark, Kenny McLean is one of them who comes in for his first start in this World Cup. What does he do in terms of offering extra protection to that back four along with Lewis Ferguson in this system?
I think he's comfortable in the ball. I think we were looking at the lad on screen there that was sadly missing this tournament is Billy Gilmour. Because Billy Gilmour, when you're under pressure, will take the ball, he'll keep the ball, he'll keep the possession, he'll keep everything ticking over, take a little bit of pressure off the back men. We've not got that in the last two games. McLean's usually used as a sub. I was not surprised he's got to play him tonight. I think, to be fair, Ferguson's been our best midfield player.
Out of possession.
Yeah. And that's what he's been asked to do. See, for me tonight, right, they get all the parts in the back. McTominay and the McGinns have got to stand up to count. Yes.
Well, I was going to say, see the partnership of McLean and Ferguson in there, can that release Scott McTominay a bit more? Yes, he's going to have a big job to do off the ball. Brazil are a brilliant team. They're going to have more possession. We've not seen the best of Scott McTominay yet in this tournament. Is there a hope that this system can maybe try and bring out the best in him?
I thought he looked really frustrated with how the game went against Morocco. I think you could tell in his body language. It's probably the first time I've kind of seen him like that. What you're expecting now with Kenny McLean in there, who's a vastly experienced player now and a player who Steve Clark really trusts. You've got Kenny McLean, very efficient. You get Lewis Ferguson, as Daz touched on there, who the kind of industrious work he's put in for Scotland has been fantastic. He's been a real standout for me in this tournament. What that does is allow McTominay to be close to Shankland. That is the key tonight. You cannot allow Shankland to be isolated.
Yeah.
But how do you do that? You have to have the ball at times. And that's where Kenny McLean comes into the whole picture. He was the one guy the other night when he did come on, he played forward, he showed composure, and what that does, it settles everybody else round about you. And I don't think we've kind of had that in the last two games. That's why we were so nervous against Haiti as the game went on, because we just didn't have that control. Yes, we're not going to be the team who probably has most of the ball possession tonight, but when you have your moments, you have to stay on it and allow your team to get up the park and get close to Shankland. And that's what we're expecting from McTominay tonight. I totally agree with it. What Daz says there, we need big performances from McTominay and McGinn. They're guys who are playing at the highest level. We've seen how well they performed at club level and at international level, but tonight is when you have to stand up and be counted. This is a huge game.
This might come back to bite me, right? I'm looking at this Brazil team, and let's face it, they've got very good individual players, but they're not a team that scares me.
I think we can get round about their midfield.
Yeah. We've got big players that play in big leagues, and we say it constantly. So that's why I'm saying I'm putting a little bit more pressure. These guys with the big reputations, they've got to believe they're good enough, and they're good enough to go toe-to-toe with Brazil. Look, of course, Brazil play well, then you've got a problem, because individually they have good players, no doubt. But I watched Morocco in the early stages of the game against them, went right at them, and all of a sudden, a Brazil team that were giving the ball away cheaply that you've never ever seen before.
Casemiro.
Yeah, put under pressure, Scotty. So I think we've got to look at that. And the thing I like about our back two and our defence and our back four, I think because we've got a bit of mobility pace here, we can squeeze the game a little bit more. And what that does is allow our midfield to get in about them, and we can then get support to Shanklin. Because you're right, we can't isolate Shanklin, because if we do that, he's not going to be any use to it.
Because quite often in the past, you would put these Brazil teams up on a pedestal and you would think these guys are almost untouchable just with the level that they're playing at. And look, some of the guys in that team, you look at the central defensive partnership, you've got Marquinhos and Gabriel, who played against each other in the Champions League final just a few weeks ago. But as you talk about that midfield, Bruno Guimarães, Casemiro, Lucas Paqueta, these are guys that are, yes, are brilliant and played at a top level, but we also have guys that have regularly played against these players and had midfield battles against these players, so they're not quite on that pedestal that they maybe used to be.
Yeah, I think the game's won or lost in the midfield tonight. I really believe if we can... That was a disappointing thing against Morocco. See, once they then get your half, see the 5-10 yard distances between your midfield and opposite. Can we really go with aggression? That's what Morocco done in the first game against them. And Casemiro played at the highest level, as I said. He was giving the ball, he looked nervous on the ball. And that's I think it could be won or lost in there for us. I think if we go really aggressive against them, we'll be able to turn over the ball. And that's when you can release your Ben Gann and Dokes. Yes, you spoke about the two centre back pairing for Brazil, top players. Full back areas are not filled with huge quality. So I do feel it's an area where Ben Gann and Dokes, I believe he'll play the way he always plays, and that's when he receives the ball, look to go with real intent and go and create. But we have to get up as a team and get bodies in the box. And that's why I think he's went for that three in the midfield, because he'll believe that we can put them under real pressure and look to counter from it.
If there is one genuine attacking superstar that you're going to pick out, it's going to be Vinicius Jr. Yeah. He's at Real Madrid. He scored over 20 goals in each of the last five seasons for Real Madrid. If Scotland want to have success, they're going to need to make sure he's quiet.
100%. We've already seen what he's capable of in this tournament, Andrew. He's an individual that can just turn the game in a second. He's got that ability. He's a world-class player, no doubt about that. So I think Steve Clarke's obviously done his homework now. We need to double up on him as well, try and stop him getting the service first and foremost. Yes, that's the most important thing. You know, if he gets the service and he gets at you, then you've got a problem. But Steve Clarke would have looked at that, and that's what's happened. You come up against world-class players when you come to the World Cup. You come up against world-class players when you come up against Brazil, let's be honest. But as I say, they're a team that I'm looking at, and this could come back to bite me, they don't frighten me. They really don't frighten me, honestly. If we can settle into the game and not give away an early goal like we did against Morocco, and build their confidence, and have that, listen, we're not going to go everybody attacking. Of course we're not, and leave ourselves open at the back, because we'll get picked off. But a wee bit more braver for me, you know what I mean? A wee bit more positive. I think we can cause them problems tonight.
Well, that is the team news covered. Up next, we're going to go back to Miami, get the picture from there, and see what's happening around Scotland.
Live in Glasgow's Merchant City Square, and live from the Miami Stadium, 0141 951 1025, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
We are here in Merchant City Square, building up to one of the most iconic games in Scotland's history. It's Scotland against Brazil, it's in Miami, and history is on the line. Scotland, with a win or a draw, can make it through to the knockout stages of a major tournament for the first time ever. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me are Scott Allen and Gordon Dalziel. We have reporters all round the country soaking up the atmosphere in some fan zones. We've also got Gabriel Antoniazzi in the Miami Stadium. He's got the golden ticket, he's there, and he can give us a picture of just how things are building up, how the Scotland fans are making their way into the ground, and just how Miami is compared to the Boston atmosphere that we've seen over the past couple of weeks. Have we got you, Gabriel? I don't think we do. We've not got Gabriel yet, but we'll go back to Gabriel very, very shortly. I think in the meantime, what we will do is we'll go around Scotland and then we'll go to Miami. We'll keep it closer to home at first, and we'll speak to some of our reporters who are soaking in the atmosphere and fan zones around the country, starting with Callum McQuaid, who's in Glasgow.
Thanks, Andrew. Yes, I'm in the middle of the crowd, and do you know what got my attention tonight is the fact that the table that I'm sitting with have a really, really nicely decorated table, and I'm with Claire and Debbie, who've got these little, like, shakers that are Scotland-themed. Debbie, you were telling me earlier on that you've been out for every single Scotland game, and you had a different theme each night.
So, for me, like, obviously it's about connection and stuff like that, so I like to wear different outfits. But obviously recognising with Scotland, so the part bar the first time was a Kayleigh and a Piper, and the Brayhead Arena was more like kind of Scott Brown there and the DJ and things like that, which was okay, but for us, we came in here for the first Scotland friendly game and we absolutely loved the atmosphere. It was just easy, so we thought for this game we're definitely going to come back here, and the atmosphere is just absolutely electric.
And you're both prepared to have a nice chill day tomorrow then?
Well, if Scotland win, which I hope they will, we'll probably be dying tomorrow because we'll still be partying, but if they lose, we'll probably still be dying because we'll still party anyway.
Bring it on, brilliant. And now over to Dale Eaton, who's in Dundee for us.
Thanks, Callum. Yes, I'm here at Lifehouse in the City of Discovery. It's used to welcoming concert goers, but tonight there's a Tartan Army takeover. There's a reminder of the last Euros as it's set out like a German beer hall, and even though it's midweek, those pints are already flowing to calm the nerves ahead of kickoff. We've had a Piper welcoming fans in and a DJ and musician playing some of Scotland's favourite songs to keep spirits up in the build-up to the match. I spoke to some of the many fans here for the game tonight about Scotland's chances against Brazil.
I think we're going to win tonight, definitely.
I'll take a 1-1 draw.
I think we're still going to get beat tonight, but I think we'll still make it through.
I think Ben Doak's going to bag a hat-trick. He's a Scotland Messi. There's nobody like him.
We've already had a chorus of No Scotland, No Party, and the night is still young. Now let's go to Aberdeen with Dave Galloway.
Many thanks, Dale. Where this city centre nightclub, the Priory, was a church back in the day, and the acoustics in this For the Fans fan park are perfect for a party. Now I'm joined by a Scotland legend who was in the team which went down narrowly 2-1 to the Brazilians at the World Cup in France in 1998, Jim Leighton. Jim, we've never beaten tonight's opponents. Can we change that, and what's required? What can we do tonight?
No, as good as chances we've ever had. I don't think it's my own personal opinion is it's not the best Brazil team that we've ever seen. It's still a good side. Brazil will always be decent, but they don't have the real superstars that they used to have. So I think if we can get at them, we'll definitely give them a hard game, I think. I'm a bit concerned about the humidity, because if Brazil keep the ball and we're chasing it a lot, it's going to be a long night. But boys will be well prepared, and hopefully we can, you know, we can get the right result.
OK, many thanks, Jim. Can't wait for kick-off. Now back to you at Merchant City, Andrew.
Yeah, Gordon DL, it may be a school night, people may have work in the morning, but that is not going to matter to anyone around Scotland, because this is the type of game you just simply cannot miss.
Yeah, listen, we've waited such a long time for it. I was very fortunate. I've seen World Cups before, seen games against Brazil. There are a lot of Scotland fans out there, never experienced them with this. Yes, it's a Wednesday night, and let me tell you, if we win tonight, you can forget work tomorrow. You can forget work Friday. You'll not see most people on Monday. And I think employers all across the country will know that. And the scenes in Miami will be incredible. Look, if we could even get a draw tonight, it would be fantastic for us. It's going to be difficult, but I've been saying it all night. This is a team that don't really fear me as much as it used to. And I agree with Jim Leighton there, listening to him talking about, yes, they've got great individuals, but they're not the superstars, they're not the great team they used to be. But I think tonight I'll be down to how we perform, Andrew. We come in for a lot of criticism about being negative all the time. Tonight is maybe the night to be brave. it could be, and the rewards for being brave are brilliant, because we're through to the qualifying, the knockout stages, sorry. And you know, this country, Miami, will explode if that happens. The atmosphere is already building up in here. I am really looking forward to this game.
Yeah, getting through regardless, Scott, would be incredible, even if we need to rely on other teams and groups falling in our favour. But imagine we just did it tonight. Imagine we got that win. Imagine we got that draw, and we did it on our own terms, and we wouldn't have to wait about for the next few days, and we could just soak it in and enjoy it.
Yeah, that would be incredible, and I think that's what we're all really hopeful for tonight. Whether that's with a win or a draw, I think it feels a lot better than having to see it out till the weekend to see if we make it through. I think that was a great phrase that the Dazzler used there, that the rewards for being brave are brilliant. It's so, so true, and I think that's what we're all a bit optimistic now, seeing the lineup. What I think is a very interesting one is that matchup between Nathan Patterson and Vinny Junior. How does that look as the game kicks off? You really expect one of your midfielders to look to get across and really double up on him at times. You imagine Henry with his face would be on that right hand side, looking to really put him under pressure. And I think the key for me with a guy like Vinny Junior, and I know he's a top level player, see if you allow him to get steam up against you, he can go either way. So the key is, can we be compact at times without the ball? But once the ball's on its way, if any, can Nathan Patterson be really aggressive? That is key tonight. I think the juices are flowing now, everybody's really excited, just desperate for the game to kick off now.
Yeah, I think we have resolved our technical issues in Miami. We can go to Gabriel Anthony Atzi. Gabriel, just give us a taste of what the atmosphere is like in the stadium and how Miami is compared to that atmosphere in Boston that we saw for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, Andrew, the atmosphere in here is just absolutely fantastic, like a carnival. I'm surrounded by Scotland fans and Brazil fans equally. Everyone getting along, having a good time, simply here to watch the football and enjoy it. In terms of the split of fans, I have to say at the moment it looks like Brazil are edging it. I mean, Scotland have been brilliant all over the country. They outnumbered Haiti in the opening game, probably a 50-50 split against Morocco, but this could be the first time Scots are outnumbered. Maybe there's still a few thousand fans come in, maybe it's just the yellow of Brazil standing out, but there are a lot of Brazilians in this stadium, and what a sight it is. In terms of temperature, we're still over 30 degrees. It is cloudy, looking a little bit menacing, and extremely, extremely clammy. There's a threat of rain, but hopefully it will stay dry. We had some thunderstorms earlier at around 1 o'clock, but nothing serious in the past few hours. It's hot, it's sticky, it is not something Scotland's players are used to, but you'd hope that their pre-tournament camp down here in Florida, as well as the other matches in America, have helped them acclimatise. In terms of the stadium itself, it's not quite as far out as Foxborough was from Boston in the previous two games. It's still not the easiest to access, though. It's quite far away. The fans, though, all seem to be in here earlier than they were previously, and there were free shuttle buses as well, so that is good to know. And what a city it's been. It's very, very tough to beat Boston, that loving Scotland had, but the locals here have also been so accommodating. They're loving the sounds and the colours, and especially the kilts. There was a takeover at the baseball on Monday, a march down South Beach on Tuesday, but now it's all about the serious stuff. As you boys were saying there, we all know about the permutations and the percentages. It could be a serious case of sweating over other matches for supporters across Scotland over the next few days, but people are praying the team can get it done tonight so everyone can start looking at possible opponents and venues in the round of 32 and let the dream live on. In terms of Brazil on the park, we all know they're the most successful team in the competition, the only team to win it 5 times. But as you were saying, they're not the team of old. They've not won it in 24 years, which has equaled their longest ever drought. The previous time they waited that long, they ended their winning run by winning it here in America in 1994. But they were poor in qualifying, as you've touched on as well. They did limp through that. They've got standout players, but it's not the names that used to roll off the tongue in the 70s, 80s, 90s, even the noughties. It's all on Vinicius at the moment, Andrew. He's out there warming up. So many people in here with his name on the back of their jersey, but the person who's eclipsing him is Neymar. Yesterday in Carlo Ancelotti's press conference, all of the fanfare and the questions were about him and his calf injury, just like Scott McKenna. He got it just before the tournament and it's kept him out until now, but he's ready to end his 3-year absence from the national team. Question is, will he be the same player. These two teams have met four previous times at the World Cup, 74, 82, 1990 and 1998. No wins for Scotland, not even in other friendly games. But is tonight the night to break that? Why not? As you said, there is so much history there for the taking for this team. They're on the park warming up in front of me. Kickoff 25 minutes away.
Yeah, the one thing that Scotland need to avoid tonight is taking a heavy, heavy defeat. And Gabriel was talking about the games between Scotland and Brazil in the past. You look back to 1974, it was a goalless draw between the teams. In 1982, it was a 4-1 win for Brazil, which is the biggest win out of all of them. But 1990, only 1-0 to Brazil. 1994, only 2-1 to Brazil. So it's not as if Scotland have ever really been had a proper sore one from Brazil, which maybe you can cling on to something from that, hopefully.
Yeah, and I can remember as far back, because of my age, 1974, the superstars in the team Brazil had then was absolutely incredible. I wanted to just say that. Look, we all agree that team-wise they're not the Brazil of old, but they have got individual players that are brilliant and world-class, and there's no doubt about that. But so have we. I think we've got to start bumming up our own players. We keep saying about it. They're playing top leagues, they're winning European trophies, you know, so they can go up against anyone. It's what they do tonight. Now, I heard Gav's talking about the heat and everything over there. That's why it's so important tonight for us. See, when we get that ball back and we get possession of the ball, we can't just lump it up and try and hope that Shanklin picks the scraps up and holds it up for us. We've got to play through the middle of the park. We've got good players in there. Then we can get the ball into the wide areas where Gannon Dolt's got to be brave. He's got to take people on. So everything tonight on the ball for me, if we're going to get anything out of this game and this heat and everything that goes with it, we've got to have a bit of quality. We've been lacking that. And I don't understand why, because we've got the players who have got quality. So tonight it's important for us to keep the ball.
Speaking about the heat, Scott, I wonder what the Scotland fans in Miami are going to be like, because I was walking about Scotland today and I saw a lot of sunburnt bodies kicking about. What are the Scotland fans going to be like over in Miami?
I think that's one of the occasions. You're playing Brazil in Miami, the sun's out. I know Gav said it's cloudy now, but the sun's been out all day in that heat. You just got to embrace it. I'm sure they've had a few drinks enjoying themselves. We're obviously out there in their thousands. Seeing them can on the telly just now, looking like Miami Vice, isn't he, with a short sleeve shirt on the tan. But yeah, I do think it, you can't argue with what Dad says there. In that sort of heat, you have the one thing we have to do tonight, and no one's questioning the resilience of this team, the work rate, all the things that go with out of possession football. We're now asking, can we show a bit more? Can we now show that quality on the ball? Get us off our seats and make us feel that we're really here now at the World Cup.
Well, which is Scotty is, if the players can get the stamina that our supporters have had in America since they turned up, we're going to be okay tonight. Let's be honest about it, they've been brilliant.
Well, kickoff is 20 minutes away. More build-up coming next.
Live in Glasgow's Merchant City Square and live from the Miami Stadium. 0141-951-1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Oh, the nerves are building here in Glasgow, all across Scotland, in Miami, because it is 15 minutes to go until Scotland take on Brazil in our final World Cup group match. We are shortly going to go back to the Miami Stadium for the anthems, but the national anthem, I don't think will ever get old for these players, Scott Allen. It may be, in occasions like this, gets even more special standing there.
Oh, absolutely. It's goosebumps for us. Well, we're watching it back here in Scotland or Glasgow in your house. If you're a player and you're listening to that before you go and run about and play against Brazil in the World Cup, that's all the ammunition you need to go and try and perform well. And I think you heard us the first night about the decibel levels in Boston. I think it'll be even better tonight.
Because these players, when they were kicking the ball about the back garden when they were younger, when they were playing for the youngest youth team, Gordon DL, will have been dreaming of representing their country. They will have been dreaming of representing their country at a World Cup. They'll have been dreaming of representing their country at a World Cup against some of the top nations like Brazil. And they're going to realise these dreams tonight.
Yeah, that's the highest achievement as a player you can get. You know, you can look at your club football and, you know, growing up as a kid, if you're a Rangers Celtic supporter, you want to play against each other in an Old Firm game. But you look at the World Cup. The World Cup is special, isn't
the
it?
Listen,
I'm sitting at 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes watching games that I would never have looked at. You know, because it's the World Cup, Andrew. It brings so much. And as you quite rightly say, the World Cup, you're talking about the Scotland players tonight with the national anthem. I think that even in that bus going to the stadium, looking out that window, seeing the Tartan Army, the videos and everything, and the way that the Tartan Army went over there and actually took over Boston and now Miami as well.
I wish you were there.
Yeah. The players know how much this means to these guys, because the guys been over there are probably like some people at Christmas. They'll be paying it off for years and years to come just to be there and support the boys. So for me tonight, and we have come in tournaments, a lot of, especially Euros, a lot of criticism, negative, and Steve Clark comes under pressure. I think tonight, I think these boys for once owe the Tartan Army. And I think they'll go out there and they will run their hearts out.
Scott, in big games, you need big moments from big players. We saw it against Denmark. It was the prime example of players stepping up. Now, I'm not expecting overhead kicks. I'm not expecting a goal from the halfway line. But if a player is ever going to step up and have an iconic moment in a Scotland jersey, tonight's the night.
This is the night, and it's historic, and it will live you legend status. Listen, Scott McTominay's already got that. And that's the sort of things I think they'll be thinking in the hotel before the game, when you're travelling to the game, your earphones in, and you have the thoughts, what if it's me? Players do think like that when they're going to play in big games, they will. And I do believe, you think of that Denmark game, we do have the big moments in them. We don't necessarily always have to play amazing, but we do have big moments in them. And if it was to happen tonight and we were to go through to the knockout stages, it would be genuinely incredible.
Well, it is almost time. We are about to go back to the Miami Stadium. The national anthems and kickoff is next.
Scotland against Brazil. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.